This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Guardians of the Galaxy is one of the weirder movies to be released ever. Sometimes you just can't help but make hits. It's as if Jerry Seinfeld's making an episode of Seinfeld, or rather Larry David was. And they thought, you know, let's have an episode where the guys just try to order something from a Chinese restaurant. And it works because they're funny. Guardians of the Galaxy, similarly, Marvel Studios, which has been turning out hit after hit, number one film after number one film, and just can't seem to make a mistake, released a film with the premise, let's have a tree and a raccoon that has an artificial nervous system implanted in it, and an alien chick and a womanizing dude be like the four heroes of the galaxy. And we'll have them listen to 70s music, kind of like a Quentin Tarantino mix from Pulp Fiction, and see what happens. And what happens is a number one film, and actually a pretty good movie at that. Essentially, the movie Guardians of the Galaxy is about fundamentalism versus a melting pot culture. It's about East versus West. One could see the main characters, the Motley Crue, as America and the quest for diversity. And one could see the villains as Islam, or something approximating Islam, a homogenous culture that seeks to wipe out any difference. And the thesis of the film is that it will destroy the universe to destroy diversity. So anyone who questions whether or not the liberals have won the culture wars would look to this film and say, well, look at, they're releasing a movie that has a raccoon, a tree, an alien, and a dude, and it's hitting number one and making money worldwide hand over fist. And so yeah, they're winning the culture wars. One thing that struck me about halfway through was I was thinking to myself in the theater, Howard the Duck is a movie that should have been made 20 years later. It was made in the 80s. It didn't really work for those of us who enjoyed the comic as a kid. It had just the right kind of sardonic, sarcastic, dark humor that didn't really work for a kid's movie, but would have worked for the Marvel type aesthetic today. And of course, at the end, after the credits, there's Howard the Duck. So it looks like a Howard the Duck movie is coming next. So there you go.